just a few things from that amazing passage as we think about how we can live fruitful Christian lives. Got some props here to help me. Things from the garden. I'm a hopeless, absolutely hopeless gardener. Cheryl is brilliant. I do some stuff with inside plants, so house plants. But this is something that happened earlier in the garden. We had a lovely tree in the garden. This is a few years ago now, before Cheryl and I were married. And I was worried that the tree would sort of blow into the house. It's confession time now, because it was really quite tall. And I got these guys to come and cut it, and they really didn't know what they're doing. And they basically killed the tree. But this is a branch that got locked off the tree. And obviously what's happened is that it's died. There's no green, there's no life, there's nothing here. And as Christians, we come to know Jesus, we come to love Jesus, but we need to stick closely to him. He is our source of life and strength and love, and we're not going to be fruitful, we're not going to have life unless we remain in him. We're going to end up a little bit like this. There's another image. I had these shears down at the front, and Kate said to me, can we just move your shears away from the tops area? I'm not thinking in the way that I should about these things, but very, very wise, very helpful, and they were moved to a safer place. You use these for pruning a plant or maybe a small tree. And where the growth is old or it's died, you cut it off and it leads to new life. I don't really know what I'm talking about here, but you will have an idea if you are a gardener. And there is something here about God pruning us. We heard it in the reading. And maybe challenging us in particular areas, saying to us, I want to take something out of your life, a bad habit, something that's going wrong, so that you can grow healthy and fruitful. And so there's a question. Where might God be challenging you at the moment? Whatever age you are, I think you can sort of hear this, can't you? That there are things where God wants to challenge us and change us, and maybe ways that God wants to say, I want to stop that, I want to prune that, I want to cut that out of your life in order that you can really flourish and grow as a disciple. As this service continues, and as you sit with that, just think about that question. Someone that I know who is like a spiritual mentor has a question. What are you and God working on at the moment? Someone were to ask you that question, and I guess I am right now. How would you respond to it? What are you and God working on at the moment? What does God want to prune in your life? And then the final thing is a healthy plant. This is one of my inside house plants. I'm really proud of this because I've repotted it. But when you look at the bottom and the roots coming through, I should have used a larger pot. So it's not a roaring success. And of course, there's no fruit because this sort of plant doesn't produce fruit. But it is green and it is growing. So you've got these green leaves here. Why are they growing? Because there's a stem and some roots, and there is water and plant food that goes in occasionally, and so it's healthy and it's alive. We need to stick close to Jesus. We need to be drawing our strength from him. And if we do that, then we can be healthy and living and growing, and even better than that, fruitful. How do we do that? That's the question, isn't it? How do we remain close to Jesus? Well, one of the ways, and you'd be really encouraged by this, is what we're doing now. It's coming to God in worship together. It's singing praise to him. It's thinking about the teaching from the Bible. It is praying together. And in all of those things, we remain close to Jesus. It's a wonderful weekly discipline to do this. Whether you're engaging online, or I would say, if you're able to do it, better here in person. This is a great thing to do. We also remain close to Jesus throughout the day as we pray, either on our own or with others, as different situations come up. And we stick close to Jesus when we meet in small groups to pray, when we come together, like the meeting tonight, to pray, and when on our own we read the Bible and we pray as a daily thing. There are no shortcuts to this. You can't just suddenly sort of make up a plant and there it is. If you've got a healthy, fruitful plant, it takes time. It takes day after day of being connected with the vine or the central plant and growing, getting those nutrients, getting that energy. But if we do that day by day, week by week, month by month, staying close to Jesus, then something really beautiful can emerge. How is God challenging us today? Don't get disconnected from Jesus. How is God wanting to prune you and maybe cut some things out of your life? And how is God calling you to go maybe a bit further than you're doing at the moment in keeping connected to Jesus? We're going to have a song now. There are prayers coming up and the opportunity now also to give an offering to God. So we're going to sing "Your Grace is Enough," God's amazing, wonderful love for us. And while we're doing that, people will come round and we'll just take up